This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. The Escape Hour, the podcast, is proudly sponsored by La Spaghettata. Over 30 years of food, family, and fun at 238 Lygon Street. Why not try them today? Look for the rainbow flag or call 9663 6102. Visit laspaghettata.com.au or find them on Facebook.
You're on the Escape Hour, and this is Joy FM's Joy 94.9's new travel and food show. We had our first show last week, and it was absolutely awesome.
A lot of fun.
My name is Russ Masterton, and sitting opposite me is the fabulous
Tad Lombardo.
Hello, Tad. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good indeed. What a week it's been.
It has been. Big news week in travel the world.
What did you think of that United Airlines debacle, my friend?
I find it disgusting, actually. I mean, it's just so unnecessary. And then when you started hearing about what the actual truth to the story was, unnecessary. It's just wrong on so many levels. And apparently the security people that were there weren't even supposed to be on the plane in the first place, apparently. Right. So it's just, I just don't understand how that can happen.
Yeah, for those who don't have been watching the news this week, basically what happened was United Airlines overbooked a flight in Chicago, and then they ended up getting the TSA security on board, who proceeded to punch the passenger in the face, knock him out, knocked out some teeth, and broke his nose, and simply because they wanted to give his seat to one of their crew members. So it was an absolute PR disaster, not to mention they actually hurt one of their passengers physically, which was terrible, absolutely terrible.
Yeah, and apparently, too, they were giving other people the option, and they said no, and they came to this gentleman, and who was a doctor, you know, he wasn't anybody causing trouble, and he was treated like that. So I think there's many levels of wrong that went through on that.
Now, Ted, dare I say, you are an American, for those of you who have been listening to this fabulous accent.
Australian-American.
Now, what do you think of flying in the US? We had a bit of a chat about this beforehand.
I think it leaves quite a bit to be desired. I think we get spoiled here in Australia with, you know, domestic flying and even internationally. I think, you know, there's a lot on offer to us that is not in the United States. And I don't know why that is. You know, you think the United States is a bigger market, there'd be more money. But I think it's something that, you know, for myself, I will choose a Qantas flight because I can fly Qantas all the way through to New York and not have to get on a U.S. carrier because it's just not comfortable.
In the United States has always had this mentality that it's pack them in into a sardine can. You know, gone are the days when flying was seen as
luxury.
Yeah. And now it's get them in, get them out, pack as many in as you can and offer them no food, nothing's for free. Yeah. You have to pay for your bags at the airport now, and it's really come as low cost as it possibly can.
And apparently beat them up if they don't do what you want.
Well, I know. Absolutely horrified. So what happens in the United States is they do overbook these flights.
Yeah.
You will regularly hear at departure gates that the flight is overbooked. Then they start offering incentives to passengers to get off the flight.
Yeah.
So it's not unheard of at any airport in the US where you will hear the gate making announcements saying, we're overbooked today. If anybody can go on the next flight, we will give you a credit for $400 or we'll give you $500 cash.
Yeah.
This normally works really well. And in fact, it did work very well for my brother about 10 years ago when he was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get on a flight for a week. So the airline paid for his hotel for a week and gave him $200 a day spending money. So it was...
That's all right.
It was very, very good for him. That was one of the American carriers. But often or not, it gets down to the crunch where if people won't get on, won't get off, then the airline does have the right to randomly choose who's going to get off. So what's been interesting is the fallout from this is Delta Airlines, who has got their PR machine going overtime.
Yeah, of course.
And initially, the airlines were only offering up to $800 compensation for flyers to come off the plane and go on to the next flight. Well, their PR people have said today that we are now going to offer people up to $10,000 to come off the flight and go on the next flight. So that would definitely be an incentive to some flyers.
Well, and also an incentive for the airline to not overbook the flights as well.
And to not bash up their customers.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that it's strange how I've you know, as an engineer in my previous life, I did a lot of traveling, and I had never been booted off a flight in Australia or anything. It just never happened. But in the United States, when I was doing flying there, you know, there was a time where I was booted off three times, and I got a free return ticket as compensation, yes, three in a row. And I didn't have anywhere to be, you know, specifically. So I thought, might as well do it. I get three flights for free, you know.
Exactly.
But still, you think the cost of that must, you know, it can't outweigh the overbooking side of it, you know. Like, it just has to be an extraordinary cost to the airline to actually do that.
Well, and legally they can overbook. There's a yield management factor here where they turn around and they estimate how many people don't turn up for flights and so on and so forth. This was a disaster because they needed to get four staff to another airport quickly. So instead of putting them on another airline or they put them on the plane after everybody had checked in, and then they were trying to throw people off the aircraft. But as you mentioned before the show, it's been a PR winner for so many airlines. What was that slogan that you saw today?
My brother was on a Spirit Airline flight going down to Florida, I think. And basically, when the flight landed, the flight attendant basically said, "Thank you for flying Spirit Air, where we beat the competition, not the passengers." So, you know, in those situations, you know, while it was an awful thing, obviously the jokes start coming out. But I think that's a clever thing, and I think it'll take a long time for United Airlines to get over that, because it's just appalling.
And interestingly enough, we also discussed how, you know, these American carriers are very low cost and very painful to fly with when you're in the United States. But if you fly them here from Australia, it's quite a different experience
altogether.
Absolutely,
it is.
Other travel news this week, where there was a gay bashing in Holland this week, which was very sad. And what was really a pleasant surprise out of that was the parliamentarians and police and tradesmen and all these men are walking around Amsterdam holding hands in unity for this gay
couple. Which is amazing. Yeah. And I think, too, I mean, I was very surprised to hear that, because, you know, the Netherlands is a very accepting place.
Yes.
But again, there's always those, that certain group or an individual, hopefully it's just an individual who, you know, was responsible for that. And it's something that obviously makes world headlines, and it's not great news, but I think the turnaround from that is much more powerful, I think.
Well, I think it's just a great educational tool.
Definitely.
You know, if anything, you know, the young people and the ignorant people in Holland will see this, you know, have been set a very clear example.
Yeah,
it's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you mentioned before we went to air, Tad, was the appalling atrocity that's going on in Chechnya.
I think that's still unfolding. I know Julie Bishop, the foreign minister, is still looking into that, and at this point no one really knows if there's any Australians involved, but, you know, it's just horrible as to, you know, the details, and there's still few and far between, but, you know, apparently there's been some deaths and things like that in Chechnya as far as, you know, gay people being targeted
It's absolutely outrageous. Oh. I know the president, or whatever he is, of Chechnya was reported saying this week that there are no gay people in Chechnya. So how could we be possibly rounding up all of these gay people and putting them into a concentration camp? So he doesn't even recognise the fact that they're there, and really gay people are treated as very much second class citizens in Chechnya. But they certainly have all been rounded up and taken to a camp somewhere in that
period. No one really knows what's happened to them. That's the thing.
No.
You know, and you know, how many, and I think it's that kind of situation where, you know, if you're a gay person, Chechnya is a no-go zone. I mean, it's pretty much a war zone anyway, isn't it? But it's astonishing to think that's still that's happening in our world.
I know. It's bizarre that in this day and age, you know, we're very lucky here in Australia and other places like the United States that our community has assimilated so well into. I mean, we're just regular Joe Blows these days. So it's
absolutely. But you know, I was doing a bit of research on this as well, and apparently the country in the world that has the best protection for LGBTIQ people is Scotland.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I find that amazing. You know, like Scotland, New Zealand, you know, even Ireland, you know, these little countries are able to accept, and yet in our own country we don't have marriage equality. I find that incredible and disappointing. And unnecessary.
It's outrageous. And look, it was interesting last month to watch all of those big Australian companies come out in support of gay marriage. There was Qantas and
ANZ Bank.
ANZ Bank.
And
it's so long overdue now.
It is. It's just embarrassing.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. thank you for listening this week. This is The Escape Hour.
The Escape Hour, the podcast, is proudly sponsored by La Spaghettata. Over 30 years of food, family, and fun at 238 Lygon Street. Why not try them today? Look for the rainbow flag or call 9663 6102. Visit laspaghettata.com.au or find them on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.